dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Excuse me.
Teacher.
Where's our mother?
Teacher.
We have to go back home. Where's our mother? Is our mother about to pull up?
I'm sorry. It's
sir.
Really, I'm sorry. It's just really hard to understand you guys. I know that you're from Australia.
Australia.
New Zealand.
Australia.
Perth. Perth, Australia. Okay.
Perth.
Listen, guys, don't be mean.
Where's our mother?
I'm not
Where
sure.
Is she?
Listen, I just facilitate, okay? I don't like, I'm not in contact with all of your parents.
Is that how there?
You're staying with a housemaid. Okay.
Do you not? That's her in the Chevrolet.
Do you not know what your mother's car looks like?
She's
mother!
In a Chevrolet? I thought
mother!
She was in a Ford.
Is that you in the Chevrolet? Or the Ford behind the Chevrolet? Mother!
I'm sorry, ma'am, are you these children's mother?
No.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm looking for my son.
Okay, who's your son? You don't look familiar to me.
Mom! Mom!
What do you mean I don't look familiar? You don't look familiar to me either, dude.
Well, I'm here every day, sir, and ma'am.
Whatever you want, I don't care.
I'm here every day, and I see people come in and...
I'll take these two.
No, I'm sorry. No,
these are mine.
They don't...
Not our mother.
I was going to say, it doesn't seem no, like you're their mother.
All right, I'm gonna go over to the cell phone parking lot, and I'll be back in a second. I'm going to circle back for my kids.
Why are you going to the cell phone
parking lot? Because there's people waiting behind me, and clearly you're not going to let me pick up my kids.
Oh,
so
hey,
right
hey, Mom.
Hey.
Okay.
No, that's my son.
Okay.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, good to see you, Mr. Chip.
Good to see you too, bud.
Brandon.
This is your mom?
Yeah.
I've never met your mom before.
That's my mom.
You're...
See? Nanny, nanny, nanny.
What?
Mom, stop. Mom.
What? I can't blow little raspberries at this fucking
loser?
You're
always so combative.
Okay. Come on. Listen,
usually dad gets me, but
I was
going to
say,
mom.
Normally your dad, I've never met you. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm Mr. Chip.
I
monitor.
I'm a working mom.
A
is that hard for you to believe?
No, Mr. not Chip? At all. Not even a little bit. Can you live along, ma'am?
I wanted to go to the cell phone lot and you wouldn't let me. And now
mom, let's go.
Okay. Well, now you have your son, so if you can go.
Mom, let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's going on, bud?
I don't know where my mother is.
Okay.
My mother's supposed to pick me up here from school.
Right. And this is where that would happen. I'm sure she's just in the line here. There's some...
I don't know where she is.
She's probably in the line. She picks you up every day.
Sometimes.
And you're always this upset until she gets here.
Sometimes I have to walk, and she doesn't tell me which days it is.
So you have to walk home?
Yeah.
Or just up the line of cars to get to her car?
Both are bad.
Well, okay. What's your mom's car look like?
It's brown.
Okay. Dark brown, light brown.
She drives a light brown Impala.
Okay. Oh, she's actually third in line here. You want to just run up the street? You can jump in her car and she can jump out of the line. Yeah. We found her. It's great.
Okay.
Hey, Chip.
Yeah, what's
just
up?
Just so you know, you're not supposed to let the kids run down to the cars. The whole thing is we keep them safe by doing them one at a time
Barry,
here at the stop.
Barry, that kid was upset, okay? So I made an exception. I took my... I used my discretion, okay? Whoa! Barry.
Somebody's tire.
Whoa.
Somebody's tire blew out.
Oh, shoot. That kid ran the wrong way. He ran backwards. I had to turn. I blew my tire out.
You need a pit crew? I could change this tire in 30 flat.
Pit crew.
Go,
pit crew.
Guys,
come down, please.
Pit crew.
Is that Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
You wish.
You wish.
It's Kurt Busch?
No, Robert Earnhardt.
Go.
We're his uncle.
Whoa.
We are his uncle.
Okay.
We identify as his one uncle.
Okay, guys, as his pit crew, can you get him out of here? He's kind of blocking
traffic. No problem. Hey, pop up the gas, too. We're going to put this gas in here, too.
Pop up the gas.
You want a massage?
Yes.
Okay, you guys don't do all that here. Okay.
Go.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you picking somebody up, or is this just where your pit crew lives?
This is where my pit crew lives, sir.
Okay, you don't have to call me sir. I'm just Mr. Chip, okay? I'm a volunteer here.
Mr. Chip!
Yeah. I'm just a volunteer here, and Barry was really coming down on my...
There she is, Mother.
There she is, our Mother.
Is this your mom in the Aerostar?
Yes.
Yes, in the Chevrolet.
Mother, the Chevrolet Aerostar. Mother.
Take us back to the homeland, Mother.
These are not my kids.
Yeah, I again.
That's our mom.
No, this. These I know, are not my no, kids. No, I know this. This is Miss Cynthia.
That's my mom. That's my mom.
Yeah, this is Robert's mom.
All right, let's go, Mom. Mom, take us. Mom, can Trevor stay over tonight?
I will if you want me to. I will only if you want
you
me
can
to.
Stay over,
only if you say so, Mom.
You can stay you over, but this. No drums after 9 p.m.
Oh, 9:30? Just give
miss?
Us 9. How about this, Mom? Will you give us 9:30? We will give you no Legos. That's a negotiation.
We won't play Legos.
You
and I'll take my shirt off again.
You will?
Yeah.
All right.
You'll take his shirt.
Whoa. Oh, God.
Jeez.
I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Shirt floats back out the car window.
Hey, Chip!
Barry, I
whose
know.
Whose shirt is that?
I don't know, Barry.
What just happened?
Trevor went home with Miss Cynthia and her son.
Did you check with Trevor's mom?
I didn't. I should have. You're
Mr.
right.
Mr. Chip!
I'm sorry, Barry. Why don't you come and do this job?
Hey, Chip!
Again, I'm just
a bond. Doing
Chip,
paperwork.
It's your mother!
Hey, Mom.
Chip, I'm here for you.
Mom.
Chip, get in.
Mom, I
get
told you.
Get in the
you.
Car, Mr. Chip. Your mom wants to take you home.
Okay, guys.
Yeah,
funny,
Mr.
funny.
Mr. Chip, there's your mom. Get
Mr.
in
Mr. Chip, who's that? Mrs. Nacho?
No, okay, that's really clever, actually, but
oh,
no.
Oh, wait, is Mr. Dip unavailable to pick you up, Mr. Chip?
Remind them that your dad is unavailable.
My dad is unavailable.
Oh, God, I just got a you in my tooth.
Okay, that's not funny.
Tell him why your dad's unavailable. Maybe they'll sympathize with
let
you.
Let me guess. He's kettle cooked.
Let him know that that's accurate.
Yeah, that is accurate. He went to war, and an IED exploded, and his van, he was carrying oil to a military base.
Let me guess. He was fried in his own van oil?
Yeah, he was, okay?
My son's father was fried in the healthiest way possible.
Oh, and 60%
less trans fat.
And yeah. Let me guess, he's for sale in a Southampton bakery next to the sub chips?
Let him know, Chip.
Next to the sub sandwiches?
Yes. Mom, I told you I got this job where I'm helping kids get into their parents' cars. Uh-huh. I don't need you to be here.
And I told you you can help those kids get into their parents' cars, but there's no way you're getting home safe without me.
Mom,
so
I can drive. I'm 27 years old.
Okay, well, you're lucky I even let you leave the house.
Hey,
all right,
Mr. Chip. Hey.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, how's it going?
Ooh.
It's going well.
Hey, Ooh. Mr. Chip.
Mom, this is stop it.
Have you seen...
Who's the young lady?
Have you seen
She's
Robbie?
She's a student here. Robbie?
Have you seen Robbie?
Your ex-boyfriend?
No, my son.
Oh.
He's not at school
this
today.
The student's son?
He's not at school today, but I came to pick him up anyway.
Oh, I haven't seen him yet. I'm
Chip,
sorry.
Did you lie and tell me that this adult woman was a student?
Mom,
really? I'll be right back.
Chip.
Where's my bat?
Mr. Chip.
Don't go. Don't, Mom. Stop it.
Mr. Chip.
Yes,
I
Rebecca.
I just got a new mattress.
Cool, Rebecca. Rebecca, I'm not going to sleep with
it's
you.
It's a Tempur-Pedic.
That's a very...
You know that
I bet
means?
You spent a lot of money on, but I'm not going to sleep with
you. We can
make
all the noise we want because there's no springs.
Okay, son, we got to go. That man took my bat.
Mom,
what's the reality? Is she a 17-year-old trying to have sex with you, or is she an adult who came to pick up her son?
I said she was a student so that I thought you wouldn't know that she's actually a woman who comes and flirts with me every night.
Oh, I am a student of the Kama Sutra with Mr. Chip.
Chipwitch.
Mom... I hate that nickname.
Oh, Chipwitch? You call him Chipwitch? That's really cute.
Yes.
Mom, you are blocking so much traffic. You have to leave.
No, Chip, this is
Where's
really
my tennis
cute.
Racket?
You don't
I'll be right
need
back.
A racket.
I'll be right back.
Rebecca, I need to tell
Chip,
you
let's
something.
Let's make him wait. It's hot.
No, Rebecca.
Miss Chip,
no.
I have to tee-tee. Mr. Chip, me. I have to tee-tee.
Why don't you run back into the cafeteria and use the bathroom there, Clarence?
Mr. Chip, why don't you take him? I hate to see you go, but I love to watch your little ass leave.
The bathroom's clogged up in there. I have to tee-tee really bad.
The bathroom's clogged up.
I have to tee-tee.
Well, why don't you go to the gym? There's another bathroom option.
Okay, I'll go to the gym. I'll be back.
Yes, just go tee-tee in the bathroom. Listen, Rebecca, I need to tell you, you can't keep coming here the intention of trying to take me home and sleep with me.
Why not? Because it's your busiest time of the day?
This is truly the... Yes, it is so chaotic
for me. Just come with me now.
I can't. I still have 40 kids I have to reunite with their parents.
Okay. Yeah. You have to reunite them all.
Where's my mom? I haven't seen her in years. Where's my mom? I need to be reunited.
Bill, I gotta let you know, your mom isn't ever going to be the one who comes to pick you up. It's your dad. Your mom's not coming back.
Yeah, Bill Cravey, what are you doing?
Reunite me with my mom, please. It's me. Hey, Mr. Chip.
Hey, Bill. Don't you have a car? Shouldn't you be in the faculty parking lot?
Chipwich, who's your friend?
Mom, you don't want to even talk to this guy.
Mr. Chip, why don't you send these two out alone and we can be alone?
Excuse me, are you that woman whose husband was baked on the battlefield and now he's chips?
That's right, next to a Subway sandwich.
That was devastating, story.
I know. I'm just getting over it.
Hey, you know what, Mom?
Can I get a ride?
Absolutely.
Bill, jump in with my mom. Okay, she's gone.
Mr. Chip,
Rebecca,
I just took my bra off and it is waving in the
wind.
You
are within the boundary of the school zone. You cannot be topless.
What is going on out there?
I had nothing to do with this, Barry.
Bill Cravey's shirt is floating to the ground and that woman's got her top off. Keep the line moving.
Barry, I'm trying. Okay, you know, why don't you come out here and do this? This is technically your job. I'm here as a volunteer.
I'm doing paperwork.
What paperwork? You're the head of transportation at the school. You don't have to
take down the license plates and see what kid they correspond to.
Honestly, I didn't realize you had a reason.
I have to do that. I'm checking the camera every time a kid gets in.
I don't know why Rebecca keeps taking her top off. Rebecca, there's a lot of cars behind you. Could you actually just pull forward and when your son comes out, we'll get him into the car?
Sure. Will you fuck me?
No, I'm sorry, Rebecca.
Mama mia.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mama mia. My dad just texted me. He's not coming.
Well, then why are you here?
He just texted me, Mr. Chip.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know that if you don't see me, I'm trying to help you. If you don't see me, it's because I'm not here anymore.
Okay.
My dad texted me that he's not coming.
Hi, Postmates for Barry.
He's in there.
Can I park here?
Can you just pull forward in front of that lady with with her top off?
6 dozen Krispy Kreme.
Oh my God, Barry.
Wait, Dad, this is why you couldn't pick me up?
Yeah, I'm working, son. Son, don't look at me. I can't carry you around.
Why don't you just let him jump? People come up here with kids all the time.
It isn't Mr. Chip, the man who owes me $10,000.
Okay, that is an extreme exaggeration.
Why?
For what I
Hey, Chip, why is there a man on a tractor who seems mad at you in the line?
You pay up before I till your ass.
Okay, sir, I did not.
There's a man wearing a barrel driving a tractor.
Sir, I did not steal 30 tons of cotton from you.
Oh, yeah, I swear.
I do not know.
60,000 pounds of cotton.
I don't know
Chip,
who stole
what's
it.
What's going on with the cartoonishly broke farmer?
Barry, I don't know, but your Krispy Kremes are here.
Oh, hell yes.
This man owes me $10,000 and I'm not leaving till I get it.
Okay, sir, this is a gun-free zone. This is a gun-free zone. You need to put the guns in the tractor at least. Okay? Listen, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know where all that cotton went. I know that I did drive by your house while it was happening, when you discovered that it was gone. But it was not me. I've told you this. The court has told you this.
Let me see your trunk.
There's no way I could put that much cotton in my trunk, sir. But if you follow me to the faculty parking lot, after I get the rest of these kids in the cars, I will
kill
prove
him.
You.
Kill Mr. Chip.
You want me to kill Mr. Chip?
Yes, please, while we're waiting on our mother, kill him.
Mr. Chip, one kid told me to. I think I'm going to
do it. Indy's life.
Listen, here, I'll write you a check.
Use a razor blade.
Kids, stop egging this man on.
Use this razor blade we give.
No, please
use
don't.
Use it, farmer.
Listen, let me write you a check. I'll write you a check. I'll hold you over with $100.
$100.
I'll give you $100 now if you'll not shoot me.
And you got a deal.
Okay, here you go. Here's a check.
Be careful with
bucks.
That big bucket of oil, farmer. Be careful.
All right, I'm careful and I'm out of here. If that bucket falls, you know what to do.
No, somebody's going to be made into kettle chips. Be careful. Mr. Chip, you're going to be made into chips like your father.
Okay, guys, I don't know where your parent is. Okay. Hey, sir, could you turn the music down?
Somebody playing bass. What is this?
Sir, could you turn your bass down? Is that...
it's the Mad Max truck.
Is that our mother?
Is it?
Gideon.
Oh, it's classically our mother's voice.
Please take us back home to Australia, mother.
Yes, mother.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right.
Don't quiet our mother.
No, I'm not quieting.
Let her do her bass licks. And Mr. Chip, you're stepping backwards. Watch out. There's a big bubbling
cauldron.
Bang a cauldron of oil. What? You don't want to end up like your father. No!
Yes, Mr. Chip's flowing!
Wait! Mr. Chip! No, Mr. Chip! It's not doing kettle chips.
No.
It's just burning him alive.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
He's saying crunchy.
I'm getting crunchy.
He's getting crunchy, he's saying.
Look, Diane, I don't know. I guess crunchy. I'm just going to have to play oil moil. Unless we find a Jewish man covered in real oil, I'm oil moil.
How about a gill?
Is that Mr. Poudre? Is that Mr. Poudre?
Dr. Poudre, yeah, hi.
Dr. Poudre.
Hi.
There's a man in here covered in oil.
Is he Jewish?
I don't know. Let me pull him out, and if he can say one Jewish thing, we'll know he's Jewish.
This will be perfect
for the
play.
Stack up some paper towels. I'm going to dip him out like he's a French fry.
Okay.
Here we go. Pulling him out and putting him, dabbing him with the paper towels.
Oh, yeah, that's a crisp.
Excuse me, burnt up man. Are you Jewish?
I'm going to give
Oh, it sounded like a parrot saying half an aguila. Did you say half an aguila, sir?
Half an aguila.
Well, he knows the script already.
Bakirk, half an aguila, Mr. Padre.
Half an aguila.
Dr. Padre, yes.
Well, cast him.
I do think maybe I'm just a little more suited for the role of oil moil.
You always. At the end of the day. You always play all the characters.
I'm gonna give up.
Listen, he's on book.
Have an Aguila,
Mr. Okay,
all right, don't ham up the Have an Aguila monologue. We can all do it.
He's making such a choice as a burnt up crisp Jewish man.
Pass. We're gonna pass.
Oh.
Did you? Hey, Mr. Chip.
Oh, no.
I never left. And now my shirt's off and my bra is off. So do you want to do this or what?
Chip! I just got finished with these donuts. What the hell's going on out there? You crispy Chip? You're crisped up. You cooked. And the lady's back with her breasts out.
Hi, Postmates. I'm here to pick up a crispy Chip for a delivery.
Stay chippy.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traylor for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.